Israel News for Friday, August 9, 2024. Israel is still waiting. According to a U.S. official quoted in a Wall Street Journal report yesterday, the United States has sent clear messaging to Iran that the risk of a major escalation if they do a significant retaliatory attack against Israel is extremely high, and that there is a serious risk of consequences for Iran's economy and the stability of its newly elected government if it goes down that path. On Tuesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the U.S. has communicated that message directly to Iran. The U.S. has deployed military assets to the region, including stealth F-22 fighters and additional ships capable of intercepting ballistic missiles. The aircraft carrier the USS Theodore Roosevelt is also in the Gulf of Oman. The Navy has also moved an F-A-18 fighter squadron from that carrier to a base in a Middle East nation to position the aircraft closer to the action. United States CENTCOM Chief General Michael Carrillo arrived in Israel yesterday for his second visit this week. U.S. intelligence sources say that an attack could come over the weekend, but no one knows who will be involved in the attack or whether it will happen at all. Israel is reportedly prepared for a possible preemptive strike if it becomes aware of concrete attack plans. BTW, have we forgotten that Iran is chillingly close to obtaining nuclear weapons? An Iranian attack would be the perfect justification for Israel and the U.S. to destroy that possibility forever. That's why Iran will probably not directly attack Israel in any significant way, or not at all. Overnight, the Air Force struck a Hezbollah command center and a rocket launching area in southern Lebanon. Syrian state media confirmed that an Israeli airstrike in central Syria injured 4 soldiers and caused material damage. The IDF's 98th Division began operational activity in the Khan Yunis area following intelligence indicating the presence of terrorists and terror infrastructure in the area. The operation is in conjunction with coordinated airstrikes. IDF forces have already eliminated terrorists and destroyed ammunition depots. United Airlines has suspended its flights to Tel Aviv for the foreseeable future, the company announced on Wednesday. The airline stated it plans to resume services when it is deemed safe for both customers and crew. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.